So today's first reading is a focus on church's mission in a continuation and share in the mission of Jesus. If you look at this passage, this is kind of parallel mission of Jesus. Just Jesus was chosen by the Father and filled with the Holy Spirit for his public ministry. So also Barnabas and Saul are chosen by the Holy Spirit. So what about us? We also were chosen by God for different mission. So every baptized Christian has a mission. Especially on our confirmation, after our confirmation, we were filled by the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So that tells us we are ready to go and proclaim the word of God. So in that point, our journey is started to do God's mission. So Pope Francis recently says this: you do not need to force people to become a Christian, but live in act as Christian, and then they will look at your life and then they will change their mind and they would ask you, they want to become a Christian. So he says that imitating of Christ, be an imitation of Christ. So you know, every day is Mass, end of Mass, sometimes some priest says, go in peace and glorify the Lord by your life. So Canon Hetherington said in his Mass before lockdown, he said that church is closed, but Jesus is here. Jesus is within us. So Jesus always is there. So then we might think, yes, that how can we do our mission as we are not going out, as we are in the house? Yes, you can do your mission in different way. Is that I would ask you to call your family and friends over the phone, or someone you know, they are lonely and housebound. And also I would say, if you know any retired priest, just give them a call and then say hello. And also you can ask them, ask your friends and families, how is their prayer life is going and how is the online Mass or spiritual communion. So how do they spend their time every day? And also in the end you could say, God loves you, God bless you, God is with you. Just say a few words. So it will strengthen them. It's like Holy Spirit upon them. So some places the people, they gather as in the kind of conference call. So they do the 3 p.m. Divine Mercy Chaplet over the phone calls. They together come together on the phone and then they say, they pray together. So you can do that with your friends. And also now you are allowed to visit your grandchildren and grandmothers. So you can ask them about their prayer life. And also you might think, so no one called me. But just reflect, have I called anyone? So the example of the church leaders of Antioch worshipping together and fasting to seek the guidance of the Holy Spirit remains relevant today. So think of for prayer and fasting, so then, and also spread the word of God to your friends and families.